I got to share, I get to exhort over the offering again this morning. And I got to share a little bit about my pre-pastoral leading, how God led me in prospering me. And I think every single person, God's going to prosper differently. Okay? And I was kind of paralleling how that, you know, in ministry, God leads you along unconventional routes to ministry. I could never have pathed out or created a way for me to go into ministry the way that I did. But I knew I was called. And that's fellowship with God. And it's the same thing for your prospering. God doesn't have a formula. There's no one size fits all, you know. He may tell you go to school. He may tell you to get a degree. He may tell you to do this or that. But he's going to prosper you if you follow him. Because that's his promise. It's to seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, and the best modern day parallel I can think of is, and I always use this at my church, you know, if you join a branch of the Army or the Navy or the Marines, they set you up for life, is my understanding. I've never enlisted, but they get all kinds of benefits. They get their tuition paid for, at least they used to. So there's, and you don't have to worry about feeding yourself. Wouldn't that be a burden? I got to worry about feeding myself. I got to worry about where I'm staying, where my family's staying, their health care. I'm trying to sacrifice serving the nation, but I got to worry about all that stuff too. God hasn't called you to do that. See, he's called you to seek first the kingdom. And along the way, he'll meet all of your needs. And that expands beyond just materialist, you know, the dollar in your hand. You know, I'll just use this opportunity to brag on God. I wasn't seeking a wife when I went to ORU. Okay? My heart motive was to do what God wanted me to do. That's why I was there. That's why I was following him there. And so I was not looking for a wife. But let me tell you, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, let's all say that together, all these things will be added unto you. And if you get the cart before the horse, you end up seeking these things in a wrong way, and they drive you instead of being led. And God wants to lead you into those things. Hallelujah. Well, fast forward past my college and teen years, and I've been in the ministry now 10 years. And when we first moved to back to Marshalltown, Iowa, where my mom and dad started our church, the year my dad passed away was the very first year that he was able to take a semi-regular salary. The church was not very big, and so I was able to step in and receive a semi-regular salary, but it wasn't that much. And it was $250 a month. $250 a week, which for me and my wife, that was just enough. But there was a moment in that, you know, you're kind of living month to month, paycheck to paycheck. And if there was 5 weeks in the month or 5 Sundays in the month, I would get $12.50. I always looked forward to those months where there was 5 Sundays because I got $12.50, you know. Hallelujah. I was rolling in it then, you know. We'd go see a movie twice or something, But we hit some car trouble, and I won't say how we did that. We hit some car trouble, and we were low on finances, you know. And out of the blue, this is what happens. When you follow God and you're obedient, all I'm doing is thinking about, okay, I'm supposed to be leading the church. This is why I'm here. I'm not worrying about my money. Okay. And so we hit some car trouble, and I knew we were going to be low. But he didn't release me to go work. He didn't release me to go find my own way. And we have really, he's more of an acquaintance than a friend. But we knew him from Tulsa, and he had moved out of Tulsa. And out of the blue, that month, everybody say that month. That month, he sent us a check for $1,000. Completely brought us up current. He's never sent us money before. He's never sent us money since. Just that month. And to me, that was one of the first indicators, is, you know, like, that's God's faithfulness. God is going to prosper obedience to his word. And when you're, and I'm not saying you can't keep making mistakes and God will help you. He'll make lemons out of your lemonade, okay? And I was referencing that the other time was, if you keep bumping your head up against the wall trying to lead yourself in finances, but you have a heart after God, he'll help you. He might frustrate you a bit, but he'll help you. And what I mean by that is he wants to keep turning you and your will back to him. Because if you got a true heart after God, he's wanting to help you learn how to be dependent on him, not on yourself. Because how many of you know you're going to run out on yourself? You don't have what it takes. And we take it for granted, like we can control things. But this whole room is filled with oxygen you didn't create. And you're breathing it like, I can stand on my own 2 feet. You can't. You can't. You need. And there's so many things that God put in motion that keeps this planet safe. Keeps us, you know, keeps us able to live and move and have being. And that's him. So if he's done enough to prep the ground for you to be able to live and prosper, he'll meet your needs when you're following him. Hallelujah. Well, fast forward again. And we had two kids at this point. And I might have shared this here last year, but we had a good old Chrysler Concord 99, and it was hitting its last legs. And we had two kids, and we had a third on the way. The third one was going to come in about a month. And I was like, Lord, you know, it'd be nice. We can cram all these kids in the back seat. But we know we're not going to need a van. And in fact, the year prior to having our third child, I was sitting at the church, and what I was doing was I was thumbing through Craigslist listings looking for a good, cheap passenger van, you know. And I was just looking through them, looking through them, looking through them. And you ever get that feeling when you're doing something like that, and it's just kind of like you're a hamster on a spinning wheel? And it's just kind of like this peace came over me. He says, what are you doing? What are you doing? He says, and I heard these words, when you need, everybody say when. When you need a new car, it'll be there for you. And I said, okay. I stopped flipping through Craigslist listing. I started praying in my office like I should have been anyway. And so we fast forward a year, and that car was on its last legs. And I can remember we came back from October conference. This would have been 2015. Came back from October conference in Tulsa, and we were driving around in the Concord, and all of a sudden, I don't even know what's wrong. I never did find out. It was lurching back and forth, you know, driving it down the highway, and I would go from 40 to 10 to it just something's wrong, you know. I don't know what it is, and I never did figure it out because that car wasn't worth it to fix it. But I was in the middle of that, and I was reminded of the word that he told me. I said, Father, I just thank you that you said, when I need a new car, it's going to be there. Thank you that you meet all of my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I was sitting there just getting, you know, good whiplash, praising God, driving home all that week. And so the following week, I was like, I can't drive this car anymore. The following week, it just happened that Mom was going to go take a trip to Branson, Missouri. And so she let us use her minivan. And I used that minivan for a week. And I said, thank you, God, I got a minivan for a week. Hallelujah. I said, but I'm going to have to give it back on Saturday. Everybody say Saturday. Saturday. It's going to have to give it back on Saturday. And just to give some backstory, Natalie and I, probably about a year and a half prior to this, we talked about it, wrote it out. I said, you know, if we really could have our pick of the litter, what we'd want for a car, we would want a Honda Odyssey. And Lord, I'm not trying to lust, okay, but I would like a Honda Odyssey with leather. I'd like a Honda Odyssey. You know, if we got kids, I'd like to have one of them DVD players in there. We can show them DVDs on long trips. So that was something we prayed about a year and a half prior to that. And here's my car failing. It's like, we're going to have to do something. But I can honestly tell you, I was not worried. I was excited for how God was going to do this. Anybody else been there? Amen. So Thursday night, Thursday prior to Saturday, I knew I was going to have to give Mom's van back Saturday. Thursday night, we had some friends from Dubuque, and they drove up, unannounced, hardly. They just said, hey, we're heading your way. I was like, oh, okay. Great. It was great to see you, you know. They pulled into the drive, and I didn't see them pull in, but they came in, and they had these two coffee travel mugs. One, two, and they gave them both to us. They said, we got a gift for you. I was like, oh. And it's kind of out of ordinary. Coffee travel mugs. It says, also, we have one other thing. I wish I had it in my pocket. I don't. But they pulled out this key. They said, here you go. And I just stood there shaking. It's like, what is this? Go out in the parking lot. We went out in the parking lot. You can go see it. It's out there right now. It was a 2013 Honda Odyssey, leather, moonroof. It's got a DVD player and everything we need. Now, don't you know that would have cost me probably 40 grand to do that on my own? But if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. And I loved, I would read through those that testimony in Dave's book, how he got that Volkswagen. I thought, oh man, that's faith right there. And I can remember the thoughts when I was 18, 19 years old reading that testimony, thinking, oh man, if I could ever receive something like that, the way he received it from God, I'd be living in faith, you know. It seemed so far off at the time. Let me tell you, it's available for every single person. His prosperity is not picking and choosing. He's no respecter of persons. He'll meet your needs right where you're at. Amen? Amen. All right. So, ushers, please come forward. I'm so glad. And let me just add, did you sow a seed to meet your need? I did not. I did not sow anything to get that thousand. I did not sow anything to get that van. The sowing, if you want to put it that way, is I just trusted Him, and I walked with Him, and I was obedient to what He told me to do. That's the formula. Hallelujah.